You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. We have some exciting news. The Flame creative team will be taking over New York City July 18th through the 21st. This will be the first time we've seen each other in person ever since we started this entirely remote production, and we couldn't be happier. We'll be hosting a Flame pop-up at one of our favorite LGBTQ bars, Henrietta Hudson, on July 18th, and we'll also be hosting a piano karaoke party at Sid Gold's with Dewey's Piano Party from TikTok on July 19th. Make sure you get your tickets for both events at Les Hangouts' Eventbrite page. We're also trying to get a billboard in Times Square, and we need your help. We need 100 patrons on our Patreon to get our name in lights and have this beautiful lesbian love story front and center in Times Square. And we're almost halfway there, living on a prayer. So join us at bit.ly/theflamepatreon to help make it happen. As always, thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Here at The Flame, we want to tell you about another podcast that focuses on a lesbian love story, and that is Elixir from Realm. Realm is part podcast studio, part magical refuge, the audio entertainment company that creates original fiction podcasts. And their latest fiction podcast is called Elixir. In this prohibition-inspired fantasy, two women from opposing sides of a ban on magic unite to solve a mystery and end up falling into forbidden love. Elsie's sister Lou is missing. The only clue she has leads her to a hush bar, one of the last remaining and illegal establishments where people consume magical elixirs. Vera's family has made elixirs for generations at the Jaded Rose. With her father imprisoned, she's responsible for protecting their traditions, no matter the cost. But as Vera helps Elsie find her sister, a temptation more potent than any elixir arises, risking it all for each other. They have an entirely female cast, an all LGBTQIA+ cast, and listeners will love the show because it's star-crossed lovers solving a mystery, or if Moulin Rouge were lesbians with magic, which we vibe on here at The Flame. So learn more about Elixir at realm.fm and be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be linking to the trailer after the show, so stay tuned to listen. Previously on The Flame.
Can't believe I was arrested on live TV.
Your dad would talk about you all the time. He loved you so much.
I need you to shut up.
No, you need to know how disappointed Victor would be to know that his daughter is a homophobic piece of...
I'm gay!
She'll take my hand and she'll help me be brave. Someone to be there with you till the end. The one that's meant for you.
I don't know if I should laugh or if I should be worried.
I think you should kiss me.
We already share a pig. What are a few CDs between mothers?
You two are gross.
This is the car ride from hell.
Hello, lady. My car is right here. I swear if I get nervous.
And then there were two.
Let's go. I want to see if this ice cream place is worth the hype.
I'll give that place an 8.5.
What? Blasphemy.
They get points for originality, but lobster bisque ice cream is weird.
You're the weirdo who ordered it and then stole mine.
Well, you got me arrested.
Is that how you're going to settle our arguments from now on?
Oh, you're already planning for more arguments in our future?
No, that's not. I meant...
I mean, as long as we get to make up, I'm all for it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Are you sure you don't want some of my ice cream? It's not bad, just off-putting.
As tempting as off-putting sounds, I'm allergic to shellfish, so I shouldn't tempt fate.
You're allergic to shellfish?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? Is it okay that we kissed? Do we need to get you some medicine?
Whoa, no big deal. A little kissing never hurt nobody. Probably. It's fine. I always have my EpiPen on me anyway.
Okay, still, I'm throwing this out. I'm never eating shellfish in front of you ever again.
You really don't have to do that.
If you're going to be supplying me with kisses, it's the least I can do.
I accept your terms.
No kisses. 1 second.
Why do you have mouthwash in your purse?
It's important to always be prepared. You never know when you'll meet a cute girl whose major weakness is lobster. I am 95% confident that kissing may recommence.
My hero.
I believe this is your stop.
Yep.
Are you sure you don't want me to walk you to where you actually live?
I have to check over a delivery we got earlier and clean up for tomorrow.
Right. All right. Well, I guess I'll...
I'm great with numbers. Like a whiz.
I'd hope so, with the accounting degree and all.
You could give me your number and I could do something with that?
Like my taxes?
Sam.
You're such a dork, but I'm surprisingly really into it. Give me your phone. Make sure to text me when you get home. I won't be able to sleep until I know you're safe from the mole people's clutches.
Okay.
Night, Jamie.
Night, Sam.
I'd know that curly head of hair anywhere.
Mr. Bouchard?
Just call me Harold, darling.
Harold, what are you doing around here? I thought you said this wasn't your scene.
Same as you. Taking in the fresh air and looking for something sweet to eat.
I'll leave you to it then.
And I thought I'd check out my next investment. I saw the news, wanted to make sure there wasn't too much property damage.
About that, I've actually decided to go another route with the building.
Another route?
I'm not selling.
Everyone sells for the right price.
It's not a money issue. Your offer was very generous.
It's one of my most lovable qualities, how generous I am.
I'm sure.
How about this? I'll take you to dinner and we can discuss this entire misunderstanding.
It's not a misunderstanding.
Discussing business on the street is so tawdry, don't you agree? Great. I'll call you with details tomorrow.
But...
By the way, you're dripping, darling.
Excuse me?
Your ice cream. Talk later. A little sapphic romance is not going to ruin my steal of the century.
Harold Bouchard. One of the slimiest property owners in the city. Thinks of himself as an up-and-coming real estate mogul. Gentrification personified. I hate that slimeball. Maybe he's the reason it's not happily ever after yet.
Now, who is that gorgeous young thing entering the closed bar?
Gorgeous? Young? Oh, no.
Rachel?
Oh! Jamie, baby, I was so worried.
What? How did you get in?
You still hide your key in the same spot. Not the most creative, are we?
Rachel, what are you doing here?
Pumpkin, Amber sent me that video of you getting arrested. You scared me silly. I had to come check on you.
You really didn't.
You know me. I have a big heart.
How could I forget your big heart? Your big heart. Okay, you checked in. I'm still alive, so you can go.
Jamie, baby, are you okay? You seem a little flushed. I know prison can, like, really suck.
Oh, you don't want to touch me. You know, prison germs and all.
Ew. Let's get you home into one of those nice bubble baths you always made for me.
No can do. I am beat. Can't wait to go to sleep alone and let this day be over.
I've been thinking a lot about us lately.
Us?
And how we ended things.
You mean when I asked you to marry me and you said, quote, I can't do this, Jamie?
Oh, it was all so tragic. I don't like to think about it.
But you just said...
But maybe you getting arrested was the sign I needed. I mean, you obviously still need me. You never got arrested when we were together. I was always there to put a stop to all of those dumb little things you and Heather wanted to do.
Yeah, you were.
Let's get dinner. We can get that closure you kept texting me about.
Really?
Of course. Oh, I want you in my life, Pumpkin. And if that means we have to talk about your feelings, well, fine.
Okay.
Splendid. Okay, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. at your favorite place, the Juicy Crab.
The Juicy Crab.
See, I remembered your favorite restaurant. Make the reservations. Bye, Pumpkin.
That woman is Narcissus incarnate.
What just happened?
Your ex tried to dig her claws in you, kid. Go home and let Heather talk some sense into you.
I need to tell Heather.
Okay. That woman is definitely the reason I'm still here. She can't let Jamie be happy for one moment if it doesn't involve her.
Heather, get home ASAP. We've got a lot to debrief. Rachel popped up and...
Well, well, well. What's this I hear? Two on the line. Seems like our sweet little bartender's working some overtime. It'd be such a shame for Sam to discover that little Miss What's-Her-Name isn't sated by only one lover. Let's set a trap. Get it all in the open. If Samantha is hoping for love, she should know that her trust has been broken. 'Cause the special tonight is for love on the rocks. And I know that a woman scorned can't be ignored. I wonder when that number's double. Darling, you've got trouble. So I'm setting the bait like a worm on a hook. If she thought she could end our engagement without any drama, she misunderstood. This is certain to be a delectable dinner. Am I willing to break a few hearts if it means I come out as the winner? Guess I wasn't quite blessed with a wealth of compassion. When the chips have been thrown on the table, I'd rather get straight to the action. I've always said, life is there for the taking. If you're gonna be making your way to the top, it's a game that you're playing. If you're coming for me, can you handle the cost? 'Cause I know that a woman scorned can't be ignored. I wonder when that number's double. Darling, you've got trouble.
This is definitely going to be a problem.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
She even did that thing where she fluffs her hair as she passes so it brushes my nose, and I didn't even smell it.
So we're not having any Rachel relapses?
None. I mean, yeah, she looked really pretty, and her shirt was practically see-through, but, like, who cares? Not me. I'm 100% over her.
As long as she knows that your dinner isn't a date, I think this might actually be good for you.
I was pretty clear when we talked that this was just about closure.
You were?
Yes. I mean, she brought it up, but still, it's going to be fine.
Just make sure to bring your EpiPen. The last two times, that restaurant almost killed you.
In their defense, last time I had just been dumped after proposing and decided to risk it all and eat my weight in lobster rolls.
I'm surprised you haven't been banned.
I always tip 35%.
Bribery, of course. So, did you enjoy getting to live out your Orange is the New Black fantasy?
I told you, romanticizing the prison system is...
Yeah, I know. It's bad. But did you kiss her?
Yeah. And then she kissed me. And then we kissed each other.
I get it. You guys are getting hot and heavy in a jail cell while I was third wheeling with the lesbian version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Don't lie. You like Mel.
She's all right.
I see that smile, Heather. Do I have to worry about her stealing my spot as most important woman in your life?
If she's able to get her dad to stock some of my beers in his ski lounges, maybe.
What? That's amazing, Heather. I'm guessing she tried one of your beers and liked it?
Yeah, the pizza place wouldn't let us in, so I ended up taking them to that taco place that carries a few of my brews. She really liked them.
Well, duh. That's because you make the best beer and ciders ever.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see when you have your stuff in bars across the country.
Talking about bars, did you and Sam talk about the bar while flirting over ice cream?
Yes. No. Kind of.
I'm taking that as a no.
Okay, we didn't. It didn't seem like the right time. We were really connecting, and I thought bringing up business would ruin it.
Jamie, you have 2 weeks before the lease is up for the bar. You have to sign a new contract.
I will. I totally will.
I don't mean to put a damper on your ice cream date.
I know. That's why you're my other half. You ground me.
This sort of just sounds like you're calling me boring.
Heather Waltz boring? Why, I'd never. How is it that you always give me the best relationship advice when you don't even like all this romance bullshit?
I'm just smarter than you.
Hey!
Just because I don't want it for me doesn't mean I'm not able to navigate the romantic minefield of your life.
I know. I just feel bad for always dragging you into it.
I see there in the mirror, couldn't be clearer to me. I'm happy with friends who I can depend on when I need to, but I'm still free to be me, 'cause I don't believe that I need someone to come home to at night, and I don't believe I'm not complete if I don't find a Mrs. Right. I like my life just how it is. I don't need a wife to spend it with. I'm happy with me.
I know. I just never want to bug you with all my silly relationship problems.
But Jamie, you know that I'm happy for you. Love knocks you down, but you keep pushing through. We go together like Piglet and Pooh.
That's not great.
Like the sun and the moon, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. You're the bar on the broom, 'cause you dream of walking down the aisle to your blushing bride. And you know I'd walk 1,000 miles to stand up there by your side. But I like my life the way it is. I don't need a wife to spend it with. I'm happy with me.
I love you, dude.
Yeah, you know I love you, too.
I'm glad Jamie has such a great friend like Heather. I have a feeling she's going to need one in the upcoming days. Exes and realtors and schemes, oh my! What do these two have in store for our happy couple? Find out next week.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tian Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Gunther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel, Chelina Kennedy as Rachel, and Jesse Nowak as Harold. Additional ensemble vocals by Dana Arnett, Brianna Bonilla, Lisa Charlotte, Benjamin Doncom, Ashton Grooms, E. Maloney, Quince Mobley, Liz Mongrello, Sydney Nicholson, Vico Ortiz, Dana Piccoli, Saria Schuyler, and Mickey Rose Wadsworth. Tap Dancing by Anna Catherine Brigida. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.
You don't understand. You don't see what's really going on here. Then explain it to me, Lou. Please. I can't. I need a clearer head. Tomorrow, we'll talk.
Today had dawned, and her sister was gone. Lou didn't keep secrets from Elsie. Something is very, very wrong. And Elsie's only clue was this bar. The Jaded Rose. Floriculture and botanical specialists. A hush bar. Home of Locke's biggest threat, according to her parents, anyway. Elixirs.
Vera Reeves ran the oldest and most famous hush bar in Locke. She'd inherited the business, plus all its inherent risks, when the city council banned the sale of elixirs and imprisoned her father.
Poison. Is that what you think of my life's work?
Don't tell me elixirs are harmless. I've seen the dangers firsthand.
There's a lot of gray area between harmless and poison.
Tell me to leave.
Elsie couldn't think. She couldn't breathe. This close, chest to chest, Elsie could feel the wild thrum of Vera's heart. Her own answered.
Elsie was tempting, yes. She was also a mistake.
Realm presents Elixir, starring Ava Mack, Keeler Lee, and Maren Miller. If you like what you hear, please follow and share this podcast with your friends. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.